Good morning, guys. How are you doing? Welcome to the stream. My name is Mark, aka Yamahami, and hope you guys are having a good day. We're going to get started today with a quote. Now, I'm going to start doing quotes of the day, something to drive the conversation, something to put it in a certain direction. But anyways, hello. Welcome to the stream, guys. How you doing? Welcome. Good morning. It's a new week. It's Monday. Monday's kind of a dreaded day for a lot of people, eh? We're getting started today. I hope you're having a good day. I set up a few things on the weekend so that we could have a smooth week, a good week, and things could go through. I set up my music so that it's on a separate thing. Look, I got volume. You see? I can control the volume. So let me know if it's too, I could control it before, but I had to like switch screens and do all this stuff, but it's good now. Welcome. I want to welcome those of you listening by podcast. This is available anywhere. Podcasts are available. Leave Your Mark, Morning Motivation Podcast. Search it up. Morning Motivation with Mark. You can find it anywhere you listen to podcasts. If you guys don't have time to watch the entire live stream, or maybe you're driving to work, maybe you're cooking breakfast, maybe you're cleaning up the house, I don't know what you're doing, but maybe you want to listen to it instead. So I've made this available via podcast, anywhere podcasts are available, so go get it now. Oh man. We're going to get started with the quote, okay? Now this quote is... go ahead and skip that. This quote, the quote of today is, life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. Now, I chose finding quotes. I found five quotes for this whole week so that we could kind of aim our conversation in a certain direction. And that first direction being to the opportunities that we have and the way that we deal with the stuff that happens with us. Now, I want to be clear. This podcast/talk is not something where I'm like, this is what you need to do, and I'm right, and you're wrong, and this is why you're not happy, and this is why you're going to get a better life. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I'm taking quotes that are typically used and people have... passed around to different people all the time, and I'm just breaking them down and talking about them in length and what they mean to me. And if somebody else wants to weigh in on that, you can do so. You guys are more than welcome to talk with me, have a conversation in chat, and even if you want, I've made it possible for you guys to purchase the ability in the store, in the loyalty store for the live chat here, for you guys to be able to purchase your 2 cents, add your 2 cents, and that's a moment where you get to jump in, maybe a voice channel, something like that, and tell me what you think about the subject. I think what I'll do is we'll get through today's podcast, today's live stream, and then tomorrow we'll start that, add your 2 cents. So don't redeem that yet until I will give it a good point in time, and I'll say, this is the section for it, this is the place for it, and I'll say, look, go ahead and redeem it if you want to, and I'll let you guys know. Anyways, I'm going to get started. Life is 10% what happens to me and 90% what happens to how I react to it. Somebody in the live chat wants to go ahead and you guys go ahead and add what you think that means to you. Maybe we can put some things together. What are you going to do today? Well, I'll be gaming like always later on, 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. But for right now, we're just doing morning motivation. The reason why I chose this quote is because there's a lot of weird things happening, like, in the world now. You know, there's a lot of just weird things happening, and a lot of those things are just happening to us. A lot of those, corona, we can't do any, no one person can do anything about that. There's also, you know, the riots, everything that's happening, like, on social medias and stuff like this, cancel culture and all this stuff. It's insane, all the stuff that's happening. And right now, there's a lot of things that are happening that we can't really do much about, that we're kind of victim to. We end up being victim to a lot of these things. And it's really easy. It's really easy to get upset about the way things are going. It's really easy to be upset with how things have progressed. And you just feel like no matter what I do, it's like it doesn't matter. It's just going to go wrong anyway, you know. And in some way, that is true, you know. In some ways, we can't control what comes at us, how life works and what happens in it and stuff like that. But we can control what we do afterwards. That's pretty much all we have. I spent a lot of time when I was younger being upset with the things that happened to me, feeling like life was unfair, feeling like life was just hard for no reason, while a lot of people got an easier break, an easier go at it, or at least a good head start. And I got shot. What do you mean you got shot? With what, Spider Butt Boy? I love watching for motivation in the morning. It really made me happy more. Good, Lacey. I'm glad that it does something for you. It does the same for me. You know, it makes me feel good starting out the day. Gentle Glass, what's up, dude? Welcome to the channel. So 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. So all this stuff, like, it's just happening. Things are just going on around us and we can't do much about it. So like I said, it's easy to get off track. It's easy to get upset, depressed, or anything, because you feel like it's just whatever. It's just a free-for-all. Things just happen. But what you have to do is oftentimes when stuff happens to you, the first reaction is like, oh no, oh, this sucks. Why is this happening to me? Why is this? Oh my God, this sucks. Why is this happening to me? It doesn't happen to everyone else. Why is it happening to me? And you know what? I think that that's a appropriate response immediately. You know, you have to evaluate, why did I do something that put me in this position to make this happen? Is there something I could have done to avoid this position? Is there something that I can do now to get myself out of the position? You know, you got to reevaluate what's going on and why what's happening is happening. But then I think it's important. I think the step that people miss after this a lot of times is shifting that attention to how am I going to solve it? How am I going to get it done? And what am I going to do? A lot of times the world will throw a lot of things at you at the same time and you can feel overwhelmed. You can feel like you just don't know what to do and you almost want to give up because you don't know what to do. You got shot by a rubber bullet. How'd you get shot by a rubber bullet? Like, what happened? Like, what was the story? I hope you're okay, dude. Hope you feel better. And you're alive, so obviously you're good. But hope you get better, dude. And hope that doesn't continue to happen. Alok Canal, what's up, dude? How you doing? Welcome to the stream. But when it comes down to it, the things that happen give you an opportunity to react and do something. It's honestly, when things happen to you, when things out of your control happen, it's an opportunity for you to take control. Those moments when things just go all kind of crazy is an opportunity for you to take control. And the way that you take control is just literally saying, okay, what is happening to me and how can I react so that I can drive this situation forward? For instance, let's say something's happened where, you know, you get paid on Thursday and there's money in your bank account, but instead of, you know, it goes all the way down to Tuesday and you forget about you get a charge for something you weren't expecting. Maybe someone stole your debit card you get a charge for something you weren't expecting. Because of, on top of you getting your card stolen, someone trying to buy something, it made your bank account go negative. And now you're upset because you have negative funds in your bank account and it wasn't your fault. Someone stole your shit and someone else did it. You then have to, a lot of people could be upset and deal with it and waste a lot of time dealing with it, you know, being upset about it, and wind up with all those charges. You get paid, there's money in your account, and you're like, oh fuck, well, let's fix now, I'm moving forward. While that reaction part is important, you could say, all right, how am I going to, why is this song here? How am I going to deal with this objectively? You know, you call, this is not a chill beat at all, bro. Get that out of here. You sit back, you do the logical thing, you call a bank, you dispute charges, maybe you get them reversed, you know, you deal with it accordingly. Now, that's hard to do when you're so busy worrying about what's happening to you, when you're worried about how, you know, how these things, you know, why me? Why me? I'm getting shot by an airsoft gun in the ears. Huh. I'm a celeb. I'm not a celeb. Yeah, people will think that you're a celeb. Oh, I must have missed something there. It was a drunk 16-year-old. I was in the parking lot doing some shopping with my mom, and then he just shot open, fired at me, shot at my chest and my shoulder. Damn, dude. Sorry, man. 16-year-olds can be assholes like that sometimes. It's just what happens at 16. So, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. I've spent a lot of time being super mad at the world or super mad at things that happen to me, being upset that, you know, my situation with my dad is the way that it is, being upset that we grew up in a place that just wasn't all that, like, nice. Just weird stuff that I just was upset about. But me spending time being upset about it wasn't allowing me to deal with it objectively. It wasn't allowing me to tackle it as a problem, as an issue, as a solvable issue, first of all. Because no matter where I grew up, no matter what situation it was with my dad, no matter what I did, if I was, you know, looking forward to the future and planning things and putting things in place that I wanted, then I had control over what was happening. I had control over, you know, what happened after all those things that I couldn't control happened, you know. Something out of control happening is an opportunity for you to take control. It really is. Did you shoot anyone at 16, Mark? Is it like an issue to be considered a full-fledged teen? What? Who said that? But yeah, 16-year-olds do stuff like that, man. 16-year-olds can get kind of, you know, any teens in general can get kind of crazy sometimes. Monkey, what's up, dude? Hello, how you doing? Deep fried potato, what up, bruh? Deep fried potato. Oh my god, Discord, shut your mouth. Why? Table sounds. Turn that off. Everybody's popping off. By the way, if you guys haven't yet, you guys should join the Discord. It's a best place for us to stay in touch while I'm not streaming and just hang out, play games together and stuff like that. You guys can use the voice chats. Currently, me and my friends use them quite a bit. But I haven't seen anybody else using them. You guys can always use them. I don't have to be in a voice chat for you to use it. You and your friends can use it. You can bring you and your friends in and use them for other games or whatever. Doesn't matter. It's not a big deal. But it's there for you. Don, what's up, dude? I feel like in today's society, barely any people decide to take action when life is a biscuit, including me. A lot of times people don't know that they can take action. A lot of times I think people, like I said, they're taught to play the victim card, and people don't know how to take action. They don't know how to react. They don't know the react. And that's kind of why I sit here and I talk with you guys, because if there's anything that I've learned or anything that's become like important on my radar, you know, I like to talk about it and discuss it. There's a chance that it might not be on someone else's radar and could end up on their radar because of so. You know? So, it's one of those things where sometimes people have to realize that they have the power to do things. And, for instance, like YouTube. So many people are like, I wish I could make videos. I wish you could do that. When it's like, almost no one has to wish that. Almost anyone can make videos. There's free editing software. There's cameras on every single phone. There's editing apps. Like, it's never been easier to make a video and or stream. It's sometimes you just have to react the right way and find out how. But if we're too busy wondering, you know, why I can't do this and I don't have any money and I don't have any of this, you spend too much time thinking about what makes it impossible is going to stay impossible. You know, think about what makes it impossible and it's going to stay impossible until you find a way to make it possible. And there usually is a way. And if there's no way, you can make a plan for when there is a way. You know what I'm saying? Don't waste your time. But yeah, at the end of the day, life is 10% what happens to us and, 90% how we react to it. So decide how you're going to react to things and decide how you want the day or the year, how you want this situation to go, and try to figure out a way to make that happen instead of worrying about why it is what it is. You know, in the first place, I think that's the best way to go about it.
I
think it's hard to remember that sometimes, because sometimes the things that happen to us are so crazy or so, you know, it's just wild. Some of the things that do happen, they hurt. They have an effect on us, you know. They put us in certain situations that you just don't want to be in, and when that happens, it's hard to pick up everything and say, all right, I'm going to react the way that I want to react, and I'm going to do things the way that I want them done. You know what I'm saying? But remember, you have that power, and you always have that power. You always have the choice to react the way that you want to. Epic, what's up, dude? Welcome to the stream. Glad you made it. Been a little while since I seen you. But it's Monday. It's Monday. But Monday is, Monday is rough sometimes. It's slow, you know? It just makes you feel like it's just dragging on and on and on and on and on. Kind of like dial-up internet. I finished three videos this weekend, guys. Everything is up to what we do. You know what? You know what the thing is? It's not even... Sometimes there are things that happens that have nothing to do with what we do. I think that's the biggest point to take from it is sometimes things happen that have nothing to do with what we've done. Sometimes there's a lot of things that just happen because they just happen and you don't get to decide. That's life.
But what you do get to decide is what you do afterwards, how you react to it, what you do to it, what you do afterwards, and how you feel about it, and how you feel about it moving forward, you know? Oh, well, yeah, that's that. I think it's just about time to get up out of here, and I will be back in a little while for gaming stream, 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. I'm not exactly sure what's gonna happen in today's gaming stream. I gotta decide what game I feel like playing so we can have some fun. But I want to have some fun, though, so I will see you guys at 10 a.m. for the gaming stream. If you're listening to this podcast in your ear holes, thank you for listening, and join us live sometime. YouTube, 7 a.m. Mountain Standard Time every day. Monday through Friday, morning motivation. And then if you want to join us for gaming, you want to see a live gaming stream, 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. You guys, link is down below in the description for my Discord and anything else if you'd like to become a patron. I just released a video on for the patrons on Patreon. Link down below in the description if you'd like to support. But anyways, that's all I got for you guys today for morning motivation. We'll be back tomorrow with another quote and what we'll talk about. So, young Pepe, what up? Thanks for coming in. Glad you made it. But I am leaving, and I'll be back around 10 a.m. All right? Mountain Standard Time. 1 p.m. for you. Perfect. Middle of the day. All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out. I'll see you later, right? Peace.